Ugandan-led rebels are expanding their territory in Congo's mineral-rich North Kivu province, committing child abductions, rapes, and in one instance, forcing a man to club his own brother to death. Médecins Sans Frontières said yesterday the violence by members of the Ugandan rebel Lord's Resistance Army group started in a remote region of the country last year and has since spread. Caritas Internationalis is one of the key humanitarian agencies working in the area, which has few roads. Caritas director in the DRC, Dr. Bruno Miteo, told us more about the situation.
The situation is still getting worse because every day, each day, we receive information, especially in the east and in the north. Rebels come from Uganda called Eliray, and the rebels from Rwanda who came at genocide time. It is really terrible to see what is happening there with rebels. When they come in the village, they come with, machete, and they cut the people on the nose, on the head, and sometimes they put fire in the house, and people die. This is a very terrible situation to see. All Congolese would like to have peace. Almost 2 million of people are still internally displaced. They have a lot of need of food, need of shelter, need of clothes, need of medicine, etc. The Caritas have to face that situation of assistance.